Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey everyone, I wanted to give you a heads up that the highly anticipated second season of the hit podcast Proof is finally here. So if you're looking for more true crime content, go check it out because Proof is an awesome investigative true crime podcast co-hosted by Susan Simpson of Undisclosed and Jacinda Davis of Evil Lives Here. Proof made headlines for its first season in 2022 after proving the innocence of two Georgia men serving life sentences for murdering their friend Brian Bowling when they were just 17 years old. And 25 years later, on December 8th of 2022, both men were finally freed, all based on evidence unearthed by Proof. Now in the second season of Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, Susan and Jacinda are on the case again, this time traveling to the streets of Manteca, California to uncover who really murdered 18-year-old Renee Ramos. On June 5th of 2000, Ramos's body was found buried under a pile of debris inside the shell of a new Home Depot building. Despite tips hinting at alternate suspects, tips that were ignored until now, Renee's boyfriend, 18-year-old skateboarder Jake Silva, and Ty Lopez, the 33-year-old uncle of one of Jake's close friends, were arrested and convicted of her murder. Fans of true crime and investigative series won't want to miss this riveting new season and follow the case as Susan and Jacinda uncover long-overlooked evidence about what really happened to Renee by listening to Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, wherever you get your podcasts. Scary mysteries, twisted news, alien galactic federation, and China's robot soldiers. Terrifying cases of true crime and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. For this week, we'll explore the bizarre but credible claim of a former Israeli space security chief and the idea of a real-life universal soldier being created as we speak. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. Alien Galactic Federation. Earlier this year, the U.S. government finally confirmed that there are unidentified aerial phenomena, aka UFOs, cruising in our skies. Then in November, mysterious monoliths of unknown origin started to pop up all around the world. And now, as if on cue, comes the big revelation from a renowned ex-government official who says that Earth is part of an intergalactic federation. 87-year-old professor Chaim Eshed had long served as the head of Israel's security space program for almost 40 years, between 1981 and 2010.
For 3 decades, the now-retired general from the Israel Defense Forces has been part of those responsible for the launching of numerous Israeli satellites into space. Over the years, Ashed has been recognized as a true leader and was the recipient of 3 Israeli Defense Prizes and 2 for confidential technological inventions. When he retired in 2011, the Israeli media called him the father of Israel's satellite program. In December of 2010, Ashed, who is currently a professor of aeronautical engineering, sat down for an interview with an Israeli newspaper. It was here that he claimed that the United States government had actually been in contact with extraterrestrial life for many years. These advanced species from outer space apparently had signed secret agreements with the U.S. in order for them to conduct experiments on our planet. He said that just like us, these aliens were also seeking to understand the fabric of the universe. Ashed noted that the majority of humanity had been kept in the dark about this contact for the sole reason that they are not yet ready for this truth. He went on to describe a so-called Galactic Federation, which supposedly our Earth and everyone on it is part of. This organization allegedly has a joint research base underground on Mars, supposedly being operated with the collaboration of American astronauts and our extraterrestrial counterparts. Apparently, current U.S. President Donald Trump was fully aware of the presence of these hyper-intelligent space aliens, the research underground, and the Federation. Trump, according to Ashed, was actually on the verge of blurting out this highly sensitive information as well. The aliens, though, through the Galactic Federation, had to intervene to stop him from disclosing their existence. Humanity, Ashed added, has yet to evolve and reach a stage where we could fully grasp, in an objective manner, what space and spaceships are. As expected with these kinds of issues, his claims garnered mixed reactions from people. Members of UFO and ET conspiracy theory communities were somewhat excited over the matter, but admittedly, they couldn't figure out if Ashed was speaking from what he actually knew or whether he was only repeating what he had been told. Some parties are also questioning the motive behind the expose, with them saying that this could be a publicity stunt to help sell his book. Other people just straight away poked fun at the issue. Speaking on behalf of the Israel Space Agency, the current chairman, Isaac Ben Israel, said that the former chief may have went too far with his claim. But still, with such an extensive and prestigious background, perhaps there is some truth, if not all, to what Ashed is talking about, and perhaps we are part of the Alien Galactic Federation, whether we like it or not. Number 2. Chinese High-Tech Army. Demonstration, in a militaristic sense, is a show of force. It is the intention of an entity, whether it is a country or a territory, to show that it is strong and ready. In short, it's one way of letting the world know not to mess around with you. In September of 2020, China's People's Liberation Army released footage showcasing its new arsenal of high-tech weapons and military equipment. The video was posted on the state-controlled media outlet People's Daily and via its Twitter page. And in one of the videos, they unveiled some new, very high-tech and questionable equipment. Featured was advanced military hardware, the type of stuff that up until now is only seen in video games and movies. Considering what these tools can do, it's a bit unnerving to see and apparent that China's army is serious in its intent to create an advanced military. The video shows soldiers wearing some sort of exoskeleton robot on their body. Judging from the huge amount of load carried by the person in the clip, the exoskeleton apparently improves the weight-carrying capacity of the user by a lot. This serves a huge significance in battlefield application. Each foot unit can now bring with them more ammunition, weapons, or supply, which they can use in their operations. The longer they stay in the field, the higher the chances that they can take control of their position. But if that isn't enough, then supplies will also literally rain down from the sky. China's delivery drones can carry around 65-pound loads. Unlike foot soldiers, drones can execute delivery at any time, on any terrain, and in any condition. If carrying limit is the issue, the PLA also introduced a driverless car capable of traveling up to 18 miles in a single trip. The most mind-blowing thing about these trucks is that each of them can carry a whopping 700 pounds. Since it's driverless, the likelihood of incurring casualties is also greatly reduced. So what exactly is all this show of power about? Apparently, this reveal comes as the tension between China and India continues to escalate. Should this conflict be left unchecked, many people, particularly geopolitical experts, fear that this could result in World War III. The most recent clash between these two global superpowers happened in August when members of the Indian Armed Forces allegedly stopped the Chinese troops from taking claim of their territory that lies within the so-called Line of Actual Control, or LAC. According to experts, if the two nations come to blows, there really is the likelihood of a much bigger catastrophe that will be suffered not only by the parties directly involved, but by the entire world. It must be noted that both China and India are established nuclear powers in the region. China, for instance, has 320 nuclear warheads ready for deployment. India's 150 nuclear warheads are equally capable of inflicting unimaginable disaster that could last for decades in the region. As threats continue to grow between the two Asian superpowers, observers believe that their current leaders should impose diplomatic, not militaristic, means to resolve their issues. So there were two of the most intriguing and concerning stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and twisted news is sure to show you why. If you like this video, then please subscribe, because every week we're putting out new mysterious videos for you to check out. And make sure to listen to the Scary Mysteries in Every Town podcast as well for more chilling stories. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.